This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News. It is Monday, August 17th. I'm Dylan Music. The week-old timber fire in Big Sur has exceeded 5,000 acres and is 17% contained. From our partner KCBX, Kendra Hanna has more on the firefighting efforts.
Nancy Philippi, a spokesperson for the U.S. Forest Service, says a new order to stay out of areas near the fire has been issued on top of current evacuation orders.
The Forest Service did sign a closure order for the area of the fire just to enhance safety and keep folks out of the area where there are active fire operations.
The order covers much of the northern division of the Los Padres National Forest. There are exceptions for people involved in firefighting and for landowners and residents who are not currently under an evacuation order. According to Philippi, the timber fire's growth has slowed over the past few days. Some of the growth in acreage has come from burning operations by fire crews meant to secure containment lines near Highway 1. The road continues to be closed in areas near the fire.
That was Kendra Hanna. Waymo has announced it's received the green light from state regulators to bring its driverless ride-hailing service to Sacramento and San Diego. Cap Radio's Chris Nichols has more.
The approval by the California Public Utilities Commission means passengers in the capital city and San Diego will soon be able to hop in a driverless car and tell it where to go. Waymo has been testing its vehicles in Sacramento for weeks, but with technicians in the cars. In a statement, the Silicon Valley company said its expansion will be gradual and guided by safety. City of Sacramento leaders have said the robo-taxis could make local streets safer and reduce pedestrian deaths. The approval also allows Waymo to expand existing service in the Bay Area and L.A. In Sacramento, I'm Chris Nichols.
That's all for Monterey Bay Today. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more local news.